Joseph Daher, thanks for doing this interview with Integrated
Thank you.
UK. You, as an activist, a human rights activist, as a blogger, as one of the people who have been working from ground in, offline and online, supporting the uprisings in Syria. Tell us a bit about the blog that you have been co-founding, Saura. The idea behind it, what's the aim of it?
Cafe Saura was established in 2008, end of 2008. With my, I'm the co-founder with Paola Salwan of the blog Cafe Saura. She's a feminist. The objective was, we finished our studies, we wanted to show another perspective to the Middle East and North Africa with serious research articles. And with this blog, we were able to establish connection with the Middle East, with bloggers of the Middle East and North Africa. We did even a conference gathering different bloggers. And it's really to try to give a progressist, even sometimes socialist, perspective in the Middle East of real change or radical change. We're willing radical change in the Middle East and this in North Africa as well. And the revolutions are we are in revolutionary processes. And there's already big change, but it's not enough for the people of the region. And they want to push it forward. And social media has played a role in fostering the debate and spreading the information, but it's not Facebook revolution. We shouldn't forget it. The revolution was not made on Facebook. It was made on the streets. I mean, the most important is the work on the ground, mobilization on the ground. And after the work on the Facebook, on the social media follows. For example, in Syria, a few calls were made on Facebook and internet for the beginning of the revolution before the 15th of March. It didn't work out because the mobilization on the ground was not present at the time. When the mobilization on the ground started on the 15th of March in Damascus and after the 17th of March in Daraa, other places, other areas in Syria, Facebook followed. So I think we should put it in this perspective. First of all, it's mobilization, popular mobilization in the street. Work of the people on the street. Don't forget that Egyptian revolution started with people flyering, you know, giving, spreading flyers, calls on the streets in a very discreet way because of the security services, as well as in Tunis. In Tunis, the revolution started in south of Tunisia, which is the most impoverished sector of society where internet is less present than in the north. We shouldn't forget this, so the